You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Uni students were blessed last week when a Barilla dumpling store opened on campus. So the Dominion Road store has always been popular among young people for being both delicious and affordable. But the campus store is even better because it's decreased their prices to suit students even more. 15 dumplings are available for $10 or 8 for 6, and there are vegetarian options too. I went downstairs to the quad to talk to the people who work there.
Our store, like the opening hour is like from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So this is the Chinese restaurant, like dumplings. I know quite, it's really a lot of people, a lot of students like the dumplings. So I think for them, they're going to become the big ones. Yeah. Yes. So I think it's going to be popular or relatively popular. Yeah.
So when AUSA or whoever asked you guys that you could open the store here, you guys must have jumped at it because you knew it was going to go well since it's popular among students.
And the store is like maybe the manager of the Auckland Uni, and they invited our manager to come here and open the store. So yeah.
And how long ago did that happen, that your manager was invited? Do you remember?
Maybe like 1 month or 2 months. Yeah.
So it's quite a quick process then, like really recent.
Yes, because some students really have a strong demand for the dumplings. So the manager, and they go to the Dominion Road and they found this store and invited the manager and talked to them and they invited them to come here.
Awesome. And you guys must have been really excited to find out that you had this opportunity. That's so cool. So how many staff will permanently be working at this store?
Normally speaking, it's like we got 5 permanent staff, and yeah.
And what does it mean for the Dominion Road restaurant? How many people are still going to be staffed there?
And actually, for the time being, we got 2 staff from the Dominion Road restaurant, and they just come from that store, and now they come here to run the whole restaurant in food court. So yeah.
And are those 2 staff really excited about the new opportunity to work here?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's awesome. And how have the first few days been? I know you've only been open for 3 days, but how have they gone?
Actually, the first today is the 3rd day, and so the previous 2 days is quite busy. I guess maybe just because it's just open, so it's quite busy. And yeah, I hope more students can know this store and in the following days and come to our store. Yeah.
I talked to a student who was hyped for the arrival of a Barilla on campus. How did you find out that Barilla was opening on campus?
I found out from a friend a couple of days ago, I think. I think they tagged me in a Facebook post.
And have you been to the store yet?
Yes, I've been to the one at uni and to the other Barillas as well.
And when was your first time going to Barilla, like ever?
A long time ago, maybe 5 years. Okay. A family friend introduced us.
Okay, so were you really excited to find out that it was opening on campus?
Yes, yeah, it's brilliant.
So do you think that you'll be coming regularly during semester?
Yes, I will.
Okay, awesome. And what do you think of the prices?
Good. It was nice to have a decreased product range so that we can do the... whatever it is, but the smaller quantity for a smaller price was a very good idea.
Then I found another student who had just walked past the store, which is how he found out it had opened. Did you know what it was before you just walked past?
I didn't know it was there, but I know Barilla Dumpling on Dominion Road, so I do.
And do you think that you'll come here during the semester?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Did you take a look at the prices at all?
No, not yet.
Okay. Would you recommend it to a friend?
If it's the same as the Barilla on Dominion Road, yeah.
It is, and it's got cheaper prices.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
So we got a bit of an update on that guy, right?
Yeah, I just went downstairs about half an hour ago to get everyone some yummy snacks, and I ran into me, turned around, he's like, hey, you just interviewed me, I came back. So I earned them some business.
So you're doing business for them.
I know, yeah. Where's their sponsorship for BFM, guys?
Well, should we tuck in?
Let's do it. So, me and Joel have the vegetarian option, and I think it's just veggie with egg. And Sam has pork and chive, which was a personal fave before I went veggie.
Lovely.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Oh my god. That's tasty.
It's so good. Eh? I got the vinegar with it as well.
Sam's so stoked.
I love this. I feel like Friday-wise, hummus section has nothing on us right now.
Nothing.
We need a stand. We need a dumpling stand.
Yeah.
We should be trying dumplings every week.
But I am a really big fan of the recyclable container instead of the polystyrene container. And I didn't realize that they were lowering the prices for students.
Yeah, they are, which I personally like. I don't think I could always eat 15, so I think 8 is a good amount for $6.
So you said you tried to interview some of the other business owners.
Yeah, a lot of the small businesses didn't want to. I spoke to the Chinese place next door and the sushi place next door, and none of them were too keen. So.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's obviously going to affect business in the area, but yeah. I'm not sure. Like,
well, what the when I was in the quad just now, it was busy lunch hour, and all of the cafes were booming. Mm. So.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
But definitely, Brilla had the biggest line. That's for sure.
I'm sure our friends at the Jewel of India will have good business still because they're such lovely people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a very different cuisine.
Mm, exactly.
But I think like we're going to have to wait a couple of months to find out, like, is it, because everyone's obviously going now because it's a hype, it's like a new thing in the quad, but like,
and AUSA is posting about it so much.
Well, free advertising from everywhere.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.